Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Well, this year at Eye on the Arctic, we're focusing on how the altered permafrost is affecting northern populations and the research being done to better understand these changes. In our first installment, we look at the Chukotka region of Russia. Alexei Maslakov is a student and researcher at Moscow State University in Russia. And this summer, for the second year in a row, he's traveled to Chukotka to study the changing permafrost. We spoke with him earlier this summer about his research in the region and what it can tell us about the changing north. We reached him on the line from Moscow. Here's our conversation. Alexei Maslakov, hello.
Hello. Hello, Alice.
Tell us about Chukotka. What kind of region is it, and what kind of people live there?
Chukotka is a northeastern part of Russia. Also, it is the only Russian place situated in the Western Hemisphere. Because of its closeness to cold Arctic seas and position in high latitudes, there are severe climate conditions. Winter lasts for 8 months and longer. Short summer is rainy and foggy. Almost all Chukotka territory covered by tundra. There are many wolves, bears, foxes, and other animals. Chukotka is situated in 7,000 kilometers from Russian capital, from Moscow. Because of its remoteness and severe climate conditions, this region is poorly developed economically. There is almost absent agriculture and manufacturing. The only developed economic sector is mining. Coal, gold, and the other ores are produced here. But despite the presence of minerals, Chukotka is economically depressed and poor region. The population is about 50,000 people. Half of them are Russians. They are usually working in mining companies or in administrative sector. Representatives of indigenous people of the north, Chukchi and Eskimo, make up a quarter of the population. They usually deal with indigenous crafts, herding, bow carving, or sea hunting. Many of them are unemployed and receive state subsidies. So that's a little short information about Chukotka region.
How is climate change affecting the people of Chukotka?
There are a lot of discussions about climate change. I think we have to believe to the figures obtained from direct meteorological measurements. These measurements show that the mean annual air temperature in Chukotka region has increased on 1.5 Celsius degrees since 1930. It's a very significant value for nature. Air temperature rising leads to permafrost temperature rising, or even its melting. If you know permafrost or frozen grounds, it's a soil or at below the freezing point of water for two or more years. Almost all the facilities and infrastructure in Chukotka is founded on permafrost. Frozen ground temperature rising leads to changing its mechanical properties. It causes decreasing of bearing capacity of building foundations and increases the risk of facility collapse. Warming also causes permafrost melting and thermal erosion intensification. Erosion ravines in permafrost area can also harm to economy of the Chukotka region because erosion ravines can develop rapidly. Growth rates reach 10 meters a year. Vast towns and villages lands are destroyed, and it can be difficult to prevent thermal erosion. Due to climate change, atmospheric circulation changes too. It's very important for sea hunters because frequent storms, strong winds, and high waves, because of them, it's become difficult to hunt whales and walruses. So I think that climate change has a negative effect on Chukotka, mainly because of rising of air temperature.
You'll be spending your time in four villages. tell us what kind of research you're going to be doing while you're there.
Yes, Alice, I'm going to visit four settlements in Chukchi Peninsula. It's eastern part of Chukotka. These settlements are Inchon, Laurentia, Lorina, and Uralen. All the settlements are situated on sea coasts. They are populated by indigenous people, Chukchi and Eskimo. The theme of my research is coastal dynamics within settlements of Chukchi Peninsula. The fact is the increase of air temperature is accompanied by an increase in the duration of ice-free period in the sea's worst Chukchi Peninsula. Increase in the duration of open water leads to increased impact of sea water on the shores. Coasts composed by frozen grounds wash away and destroy. This feature named thermal abrasion. My objective is measuring overall development and shore retreat rates and evaluation scales of these processes. Also, I'd like to make forecasts of thermal abrasion and thermal erosion development and to give some specific recommendations of cost protection for settlements of indigenous people. Besides my direct research, I have to conduct operating monitoring of active layer of permafrost. Active layer is a layer of soil during summer period. Its thickness depends on sum of positive temperatures in a year. Long-term observations of active layer thickness helps to track climate change. So that's my themes of my research on Chukotka, I will devote to them for 2 months at this summer. Alice?
And you know, this isn't the first time that you've been to Chukotka. Tell us about what the biggest challenges are working in this very remote region of Russia.
Chukotka is not so easy a region. There are some problems. The first one is bureaucratic problems. A problem of entry to Chukotka Autonomous District because of its border position to Alaska. It's impossible to enter this territory without any special documents, even for Russian citizens who do not reside here permanently. So if any foreigner would like to visit Chukotka, for example, for tourism or science, he will face great difficulties in the execution of entry permits. The second problem of this region is logistic problem. Chukotka hasn't any railways at all. Roads are distributed fragmentary and connect only the closest settlements. Main transportation of passengers carried by planes and helicopters. It would be very expensive for local people. Some of them sailing by ships, but they sail rarely. But bad weather often happens, and all flights and sales are delayed. People often wait for their flights for weeks or even for months.
What do you enjoy about working in this region?
Things I like in Chukotka is its remoteness and the weak scientific research of this region. It's almost unresearched by permafrost researchers. So I think that data which I get during my measurements is new data, and it's may to give some contribution in world and Russian science. Also, I like Chukotka people because they are very good and very kind, and they don't worry about how do they look, what dress do they want to wear, or maybe local people who living on the shore courts, they are not living in the tents or in any ancient houses. They are living in modern houses with four and even five floors with stone walls and glass windows. It's enough modern in Chukotka.
How do you hope your research will better help us understand what's going on in the Russian Arctic?
You know, Alice, coastal dynamics is non-uniform in space and time. There are a lot of factors determining thermal abrasion and thermal erosion. But study of shoreline changes is very important for future industrial development of the Arctic and preservation of existing infrastructure. Special attention should be given to indigenous people who live in the shores and depends on sea. In case of coast destruction, it will be difficult for them to survive. I hope that my research will contribute to the study of Arctic coastal dynamics. Arctic region is very fragile, and it needs special treatment. And as I know, there are not so many young scientists who made to get to such remote areas and to conduct several studies. I'd like that number of young scientists of Arctic was increasing in future, and government of all the northern countries listened to scientists and made the northern political more. So I'd like that governments of northern countries pursue the policy of the Arctic rationally and give more money for science and funded young scientists to research different features in the Arctic.
Alexei Maslakov, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about your trip.
You are welcome.